Bem-vindo ao podcast Inglês para Avançados da Transparent Language. A very basic yet difficult topic in English is when to use the verbs do and make. Some people say that we use the verb to do with mental activities and make with more physical ones. That doesn't seem to be the case, so my tip is whenever you run into collocations with make or do, write them down and learn them by heart, because there's no logical way of knowing when to use one or the other. Besides the plethora of phrasal verbs with the verbs do and make, there are some very useful fixed expressions you should learn. Check them out. You do a job, business with someone, good, harm, some gardening, somebody a favor, the cooking, the dishes, the housework, the shopping, your best, your homework. You make a good or bad impression, noise, a decision, a face, a loss, a mistake, a phone call, a point of doing something, a profit, a suggestion, an agreement, an attempt, an effort, an exception, an excuse, arrangement, food, fun of, love, some coffee, the best of something, war, you're bad. Now you ask me, Ajir, how am I ever going to learn all this? My answer, you don't have to learn them all at once. Choose 5 expressions every day and work on them. You will be able to learn all of them in no time. Well, this is it for today. See you next time.